It's Friday, May 13th, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
And joining us now is Becca Bacon-Martin. She's the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
And you guys both know me well enough to know that every once in a while I stumble onto a story that just makes me do a little happy dance.
I think it's more often than every once in a while, but go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so I found another one. I was minding my own business at a crafts fair last weekend, and I was coerced into a booth by a young woman in an 1890s saloon girl outfit. And the jewelry she was selling in her booth, because at least Antoinette knows if it's a jewelry booth, yes, I'm going in, was made out of used bullets.
Bullets that had been shot.
Yes.
Okay.
Bullets that had been shot. So within a couple of minutes, I'd spent way too much money and found out all about the local cowboy action shooting group called the Arkansas Lead Slingers.
Now, are these, let me see if I know what cowboy action shooting is. You're on a horse, you stop, and you shoot at a target, and then
no.
You keep, no, okay.
No.
Wow. No. I didn't even have a guess.
It's sort of like you took the Society for Creative Anachronism and paintball and live action role playing, and you rolled it all up and added guns to it.
This sounds
incredibly
exciting.
Dangerous.
No, it's awesome.
Yes, awesome.
Okay, part of it is wearing costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're either cowboy costumes or they're B-Western film costumes.
Okay.
Part of it is building sets because they build buildings, you know, fake storefront buildings that they use in the target shooting.
You realize this is Friday the 13th and not April 1st. This is all on
this
the up and up.
This is all on
okay.
the up and up.
They build storefronts.
They have a shooting range out by Avoca called Frisco City.
Okay.
And there's an event tomorrow called the Fracas at Frisco, where about 80 of them will be doing a 7-stage shooting competition in costume.
Okay.
The guns that you shoot with, you have to have a handgun, a rifle, and a shotgun. And they have to be patented before 1897.
Okay.
Doesn't mean they have to be antique guns, but the design has to be pre-1900.
It could have been made last year, but with the design of the older gun.
Right. So that means the handguns are single-action guns.
Okay.
That you have to cock and fire. Rifles are lever-action rifles. John Wayne pumping the rifle.
Right.
And the shotguns are the double-barreled variety that are most often seen guarding stagecoaches in old movies.
Sure, okay.
So in the scenario, you would get a little plot that says you go up on the bank steps and you shoot at this target over here, and then you shoot at that target behind the bank where the saloon is or whatever, mm-hmm, and then with a different gun, and then you pick up the third gun and you shoot something else.
With live ammunition?
With live ammunition, hence the jewelry.
Oh.
So can people come watch this?
Yes, they can.
From a distance?
From a safe distance. Safety first. They will even provide eye protection and ear protection.
Oh, well, okay. That's nice.
If you're a spectator. They do ask that you make an approximation of a cowboy outfit.
Okay.
So put on your jeans and your snap-up shirt and a cowboy hat, you know, so you won't be the anachronism, mm-hmm, in their event.
How do you win? Just the best shot?
That's points.
Okay.
It's all a point right. spread.
And so this is called the Fracas at Frisco.
The Fracas at Frisco. They expect that the scenarios will start about 9:30 on Saturday, and you need to go to Arkansas Lead Slingers, LEADslingers.com, for directions to Frisco City.
Sounds fantastic.
Absolutely. Oh, love these people. If you prefer bugs to guns,
mm-hmm,
I got you covered. Because tomorrow is the Trail Mix concert tour at Lake Fayetteville, and I don't mean there will be bugs out to bite you. I mean that there's this really cool costumer and sculptor coming in from New York City. Her name's Annie Hickman, and she's bringing these giant bug, frog, butterfly, praying mantis, lizard costumes.
And from what I understand, some local actors will be embodying these costumes,
yes,
and all about the trail, interacting.
Yes. And the cool part about her costume, living sculpture things, is that she took this class in basket making. So the heads are all woven baskets.
I heard they're just beautiful.
That's cool.
They are gorgeous. At least in the pictures, they're gorgeous. The band scheduled to perform from 3 to 6 tomorrow are Plastic Music,
And they're a lot of fun.
Music all made on plastic things.
Right, but it's real music. It's not just, I mean, they carry the tune, and it's recycled material. They're fantastic.
Raiza Said.
Who's wonderful.
Nelson Mata and Brazilian Voyage.
World class.
The Hogtown Hot Club.
Which I have not seen yet. Local, Jim Greason and his friends. I really want to see them.
Jim Greason, Jim Jernigan, Ed Nichols, and Mike Johnson should be great. And Arkan Salsa with Papa Rap.
Right. What happens when you put banjos and
Papa Rap together. And it should be fun. You start at the North Shore Park and walk or bike around Lake Fayetteville clockwise toward the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks. It's free, and the rain date's Sunday.
Right. Should it rain?
Don't go there.
But it'll all be the same time, same channel, Sunday.
Right. 3 to 6. Also this weekend, Rennie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem's PJ Party for Kids tonight at 7 at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville, also part of Artisphere. It's $5. The Fayetteville Jazz Collective plays tonight. They just won the NAMO Award as the area's best jazz band, and they play at the York Ballroom at 8 o'clock. Admission is $10. It's Old Timers Days in downtown Van Buren. Maybe you can go buy me a piece of jewelry. It's the Oklahoma Renaissance Festival every weekend through May 30th. That hint goes with that, too, guys. OKCastle.com.
Is that in Muskogee?
That's in Muskogee. The Belle of Amherst, a play, is this weekend, 8 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday, at the new Ethnos Art Venue in Eureka Springs. $15. You can find out more at 253-6380. Tomorrow is International Migratory Bird Day.
Out at Hobbs.
At Hobbs from 10 to 4. It's free. And the summer concerts are beginning.
What do we got?
We got Music on the Lawn at Pinnacle Hills Promenade starting tomorrow at 6, weather permitting. And this Saturday's band is Old Dime Box. Again, it's free. And the second Saturday music series in Siloam Springs at Twin Springs Park starts tomorrow. It's every second Saturday of the month. Each show starts at 7:30. It's free. And this weekend is the Gallier Brothers.
And the Spring Music Fest at Terra Studios begins tomorrow morning at 10.
And if you don't have anything to do,
there's plenty.
I got some laundry you can do.
Thank you, Becca.
Thank you, guys.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.